I'm Patrick Quillen, and you and I are getting healthier together. I want to talk to you today about pH, acid-base balance. pH stands for potential hydrogens, and it's on a scale from 2 up to 14. 2 is very acidic. 1, there's actually some acids that are that strong. 14 is very alkaline, very basic. In the human body, all chemical reactions are pH dependent, meaning they don't function unless our body has the right pH in that region. Think about this. In the stomach, the pH should be about 2 when you're digesting food. And if it's not at a 2, then your enzymes will not activate and allow you to digest food. In the arteries, the red blood of the body, it's 7.41 is the pH that the body wants to be at. And plus or minus very narrow ranges, you end up in very sick or dead territory. And what happens here is, this is on a logarithmic scale, meaning it's not 7 or 8, it's 10 to the 7th power or 10 to the 8th power. It's like a Richter scale on earthquakes. So for instance, an earthquake that's a 7 is a big one. An 8 is not just a little bit bigger, it's 10 times bigger or 1,000% bigger. So think of numbers. What we're looking for is trying to get the body's general metabolism slightly alkaline. Now here's where it gets interesting. Lemon juice taken with a meal can oftentimes help with digestion because we're not making enough acid. That acid helps to digest the food, helps to unfurl these enzymes. Now you can extract the nutrients from your food supply. I use baking soda once in a while, just maybe a quarter of a teaspoon taken in between meals, not during the meals because you don't want to neutralize the stomach's acid. And the baking soda has been shown to have extraordinary therapeutic properties. Think Alka-Seltzer and other compounds that use regulating pH to make people feel better. So when it comes down to pH, the basics in food, milk, meat, and sugar in general make us more acidic. That's not good. Fruits and vegetables in general make us more alkaline. That is good. And so what we're looking for is getting that body balanced at 7.41 in the blood. And of course, other tissues have different pHs. But you'll find that if your pH is healthy, everything else in the body works well. I'm Patrick Quillen, and you and I are getting healthier together.